It's the Pirates Week for March 1st, 2009.
Make these old cut off pirate radio, land of the free and home of the brave. FCC call in your grave.
Well, I am Ragnar Danisjold, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. We have several pirates in the news stories for you this week, as well as news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We have a whole bunch of off-air recordings this week, including some Europirates heard here in North America. We have some other radio news, including the last broadcast of ZLXA, and some news from Congress, and a tech tip for your antennas this week. And we're going to close it off with some closing thoughts for me. We have a jam-packed show this week. Not sure if I can get it all in a half hour. Hold on to your butts. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Hey, how's everybody doing this week? Hope you're having a good week. I know I am. Did you catch that opening? Yeah, that opening dated back to 2005. And why am I playing the old intro into the Pirates Week? Well, it's our anniversary here around here. We got 4 years under our belt. We're starting our fifth year here on the Pirates Week. And actually, I went back to the archives. You can find the archives on the homepage. Started listening to the first two shows on the archive, and oh, wow, what can I say? Those were some rough stuff. I was learning how to do the audio and learning how to sit behind the microphone. And I have to say, I think things have improved around here since then, but they are fun to listen to. Actually, I'm thankfully missing the first two or three shows. And it started off right around the 1st of March, 2005, and we're going to continue on doing it because really it's a fun thing for me to do, to sit here Sunday mornings and with the coffee and do pirate radio reporting. It's really fun to do. Okay, hey, I got a couple things I want to touch on before we get into the show, because we have a full jam-packed show this week. The last couple weeks I have been welcoming some new affiliates, and I've lost track of one of the affiliates. They've slipped through the crack, but thanks to Danny Mack on Twitter, I did notice that Radio Dishnuts is still airing the Pirates Week, and I want to throw a shout out to the guys over at Radio Dishnuts and thank them for airing the Pirates Week on their stream. I've been on their lineup since the Wookiee days, W-O-K-I-E, the Wookiee satellite days, and I do appreciate them airing the show on their stream. Check out Radio Dishnuts, links on the show notes. One last thing I did want to say, I'm not attending Winterfest this year. That's Winterfest, the SWL Winterfest, March 13th and 14th, coming up in, 2 weeks now. The Bowling League had me talked into going this year, and I was all ready to go. I found the money and decided to go, but damn, wouldn't you know, the day job stepped in, and there's only about two or three weekends a year I have to be around for the day job, and wouldn't you know, it's going to fall right on the 13th and 14th this year. But definitely next year, the 2010 Heller High Water, I have set aside the money and made time for the Winterfest. I'm going to be there 2010 no matter what. Hey, but I did want to throw something out there for anybody who is attending the Shortwave Listeners Fest in Culpsville this year. I would love to have some audio from the fest. If you have the means and you happen to be going, I'd love to grab some off-air recordings of some of the stations that, may be on air, if one were to know such things, or even some just some interviews from some people there at the fest. I'd love to grab some audio for the Pirates Week. You can be a Pirates Week reporter. Wouldn't that be cool? Okay, like I said, we have a jam-packed show this week, so we're going to get right into it. Let's get into Pirates in the News.
And we can go along. Pirates in the News.
Okay, we're going to start off with two shortwave pirates in the news this week on Glenn Hauser's World of Radio, one from Europe and the other South American. Take a listen to Glenn Hauser's great program, World of Radio.
Via Arnaldo's line, we've had several notices from the operator of a longtime pirate in South America called Radio Cochiguas. He calls himself Cachito. He was on the air the previous weekend for long hours on 6307 kilohertz, as early as 2200 and as late as 1000 UT. To celebrate his station's anniversary, he said he would continue broadcasting every night through February, but using only 20 watts or 80 watts PEP, so if you can hear him, an excellent DX catch. Give it a try on 6307. There's a Euro pirate called Playback International, which had been on 6870, but reported a Terry Toop in Newfoundland February 21st, still on the air at midnight 46 UT. He first heard it the previous UT day at 2104 with a variety of music, such as If You Could Read My Mind, Shut Up of Your Face, and I Like to Boogie. Quite a good signal, he says. Senpo 44443. He didn't mention the frequency, but it must have been 6880, where it's also reported by Brian Clark in New Zealand, a bit later at 0602 UT. And the following evening, also on 6880, by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, from 2315 to 2340.
We're going to have a little bit more on Radio Playback International a little bit later in the show. But up next is the big news story of the week. And hey, heads up to everybody, there is a brief F-bomb here in the audio. But I don't think I cannot fathom a way of doing this week's Pirates Week without including this. And this is, of course, the WBNY Pirate Radio Extravaganza Talent Show Contest winners. This from Commander Bunny himself. Take a listen to this.
Hello, monkey boys. Like you, I was surprised to find out that some monkeys that listen to pirate shortwave radio actually had some talent besides picking their nose and scratching their asses. Yes, yeah, some of the monkeys actually have real talents. And on this broadcast, we will announce the winners of the WBNY Talent Contest. But the prizes, Commander Bunny for President t-shirts, bumper stickers, pirate booty, which includes spy glasses, eye patches, pirate flags, treasure maps, pirate yo-yos, pirate money, doubloons, matey, and fabulous monkey plates. The WBNY talent contestants were LC with Stairway to Gilligan's Island, Paul Starr with Jive Talkin', Sea Lord with the Station ID riff, Cracker with a bong hit, Andy Yoder, Amish Girl, Beans, God's Gonna Fuck You Up, Tennessee Tards, Her Vagina, Sunshine, I'm No Kin to the Monkey, Grass Cutter, Chicken Dance, The Bowling League, I'm Stoned, Al Fansom, I Want to Be a Retard, and Cosmic Debris and Jane with a fabulous hypnosis performance. And the winner is LC and Stairway to Gilligan's Island. Second place goes to Sea Lord. Third place to Beans. Fourth and fifth place to Sunshine and Grasscutter. And Kaz and Jane get a special WBNY prize package. Thank you for being a part of the WBNY Talent Contest. You've proven once and for all that some monkeys actually do have some talent.
Pirate WBNY. All right. Hey, congratulations, LC, and hopefully we will hear more WBNY in the future. Hey, continuing on, two stories I mentioned last week were covered this week by This Week in Amateur Radio. Let's rehash the UK pirate ship frenzy before the Ship That Rocked film debuts. Take a listen to This Week in Amateur Radio.
Radio Caroline's breakfast jock Tony Paul caught up with actor Bill Nighy recently in Hollywood and persuaded him to give Radio Caroline listeners the inside scoop on his upcoming movie, The Boat That Rocked. Bill, who plays the owner of a pirate radio station, spoke exclusively to Tony about making the film and about his fond memories growing up in the south of England listening to Radio Caroline. The Boat That Rocked is written and directed by Richard Curtis, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Notting Hill, Love Actually, and also stars Rhys Ifans, Kenneth Branagh, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Jack Davenport, Nick Frost, and Emma Thompson. It's inspired by the Radio Caroline story, and parts of the studio on the radio ship Ross Revenge were used to recreate the pirate ship. Ex-Caroline man Johnny Walker acted as advisor during filming. Tony Paul's world-exclusive interview with Bill Nighy will be broadcast on the Radio Caroline Breakfast Show between 0700 and 0900 UTC, all next week, starting Monday, 2 March. And in other pirate radio station news, backed by popular demand, the award-winning pirate BBC Essex returns to the air this Easter, April 10 through 13, for a four-day broadcast. The BBC Essex team will be on board the LV-18, which will be moored in Harwich. Legendary DJs Tony Blackburn and Johnny Walker are just two of the original 60s offshore presenters who will be teaming up with the BBC Essex host to celebrate the unique sound of pirate radio. In 2007, we told listeners it could be the last time for pirate BBC Essex, said BBC Essex managing editor Gerald Main. Ever since, fans from Essex and across the world have been asking us to do it one more time. We've been swayed by their wishes, and their ship is literally coming in. In 2007, and in the first broadcast in 2004, pirate BBC Essex came from the LV-18 half a mile off the Essex coast. This year, the vessel will be moored alongside the Harwich Halfpenny Pier. The vessel's bridge will be converted into a radio studio from where pirate BBC Essex will broadcast on 729, 765, and 1530 kilohertz medium wave, and on bbc.co.uk/Essex from 7 a.m. 0600 UTC on 10 April. Thousands of 60s pirate radio fans will be able to get within a few feet of the fun and action, said pirate BBC Essex creator Steve Scruton. The vessel that hosts the four-day broadcast is a star in its own right, as it is featured in the new film, The Boat That Rocked.
And I do have two last things I found on the blogosphere this week, and this first one is from our friends down under, and yes, I do have a couple listeners down there in Australia and New Zealand, and this is for you, a book offering from Kiwi Radio. I was checking out radioheritage.net, that's the home of the Kiwi pirate ships of the 1960s. They got a whole bunch of books for sale, and they're doing a bit of fundraising. Classic story of the Kiwi radio with Voices in the Air and Never a Dull Moment and Shoestring Pirates, the inside classic history of pirate radio Hikari, found at radioheritage.net. That's three books for sale from Kiwi Radio. Really cool. And also, I was checking out YouTube. Cool FM 94.5, the BBC documentary from 1996 on radio pirates in London. You can check out the links. It's YouTube in the three parts. It's the documentary from the BBC of the radio pirates in London. There will be links in the show notes and also on Sans Contemplation. Some stuff from around the web that you may find interesting this week.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Okay, let's get in some postings around the internet, starting off like we always do with the free radio network. That's frn.net/vines. Starting off this week, welcoming JG Tiger. No, it's not spam. He's an old friend of Captain Ganja, a proud pirate of Desperate Rock and Roll radio show, which aired back in 92, and has a website, desperaterockandroll.com, which has a subpage with a nice collection of pirate QSLs from the 1990s. Hey, welcome, JG Tiger. Ex-pirate posts on the last medium wave or shortwave pirate bust or attempted bust thread. X noted that he received the knock on the fateful day in 1998, which saw three pirates busted simultaneously. He also adds an excerpt of the old Nassau pirate radio report by Chris Lobdell about the raids back in 98. Captain Ganja says he also remembers those raids, and that's what drove him from the airwaves back in the day. Over on the workshop forum, Northwoods Radio posted looking for a way to auto off and auto on a 12-volt power battery-powered transmitter. Jack Pine posted a link to a 12-volt timer, and he says that one is too expensive, but he's looking for another way to do it. 807B posted a link to a blog post about converting 110-volt wall outlet timers to 12-volt operations. Over on Alt Radio Pirate, KBZ asked for some antenna help. He's building a VHF portable transmitter to be used as a mobile unit. It works on 182 megahertz, pushing about 15 watts, fed off an external 12-volt amp. The main application for this system is to relay to the radio station occasional events such as concerts or public speeches happening in his small city. The question is, what kind of receiving antenna would he use on the radio studio? And he would like it to be omnidirectional. So he's looking for a studio antenna for his mobile relay link. And Glowbug suggests a collinear antenna. They're omnidirectional and has good gain, but Glowbug also suggests that the mobile antenna should be a small beam. You may have to fight terrain or obstacles. And that's an interesting way to do the field to studio link. And from the Free Radio Weekly, covering logs the 21st to the 27th of February 2009, are the stations being heard this last week. Stations include Channel Z, CHKN Chicken Radio, The Crooked Man, MAC Shortwave, Radio Free Speech, WBNY, and Wolverine Radio. Also heard this last week, the European Pirate, heard by LC here in North America, Radio Border Hunter, very cool there. We also got a medium wave that Harold Froge caught in 1710 AM, the 24th of February, Radio Soleil, S-O-L-E-I-L, not sure how to pronounce that, Radio Soleil, and found their website actually. Radio Soleil International has been broadcasting on 1410 AM out of Brockton, Massachusetts, USA, since 1990. In 2000, they started to broadcast on 1620, 24 hours a day, for the Haitians around Brockton, Massachusetts, and their surrounding cities. And actually, Harold caught them on 1710, so you may want to try to catch that. Harold, of course, is in Michigan, so that medium wave pirate can be heard around the country. Very cool catch there. And QSLs being received this last week include Over the Horizon Radio. Edward Ensinger received a QSL from Over the Horizon Radio via snail mail for his report on their test broadcast on February 1st, 2009. On 6925 AM, he posted his report to the FRN Grapevines, received a black and white QSL card showing their antenna, and lists it as QSL number one. As needless to say, Ed is pretty pleased with his QSL number one from Over the Horizon Radio, but maybe not as pleased as Doctor Who received two QSLs from WEAK Week Radio. Doctor Who says that's the first pirate radio QSLs he'd received. So, hey, very cool there on the QSLs being sent out.
Voulez-vous vous distraire? Voulez-vous vous distraire? Alors, restez sur Soleil International.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, with that, it's time now to get into some off-air recordings, and we got a bunch of good ones for you this week. But first, we're going to click on the microphone here and see if anybody is on air. It's Sunday morning, about 1320 UTC. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a pirate. Down in the noise. This is off the PCR 1000 that feeds the gulch, fed by a big dipole cut to 6925, my primary dipole. Yeah, there he goes, fading in a bit. That's WNKR, 6925 AM, 1320 UTC. I'm going to assume that's a relay because I just don't get Euro Pirates here. Fading in nice. Hey, a little live pirate radio action for you here on Pirates Week. Downtown. All right. WNKR, seeing that on the feed. 6925 AM. Some live pirate action for you. But we got a whole bunch of real good off-air recordings. We're going to start off with C. Lord down in Florida using his 10TEC RX340. He caught radio free speech on the 22nd of February. 2240 UTC, 6913 AM, SIO 333. This is Bill O'Wright's Radio Free Speech.
Free Speech mailbag. You know, in 1995, we got over 100 letters from Radio Free Speech listeners. Let's see who we've got. Jesse Rose in Hampton, Virginia. It was a real nice letter. He was listening while sitting in front of the church waiting for the kids to come out. There's Joel T. Crouch in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Chris DeSantis in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, sent us along some very, very strange cards. Larry Russell in Flushing, Michigan. Yes, Larry, we know where Flushing, Michigan is. Zeke Russell, man, up in the ace scoreboard. I've never seen so many QFLs as Zeke Russell has collected.
Oh, I found this one on the drop this morning. That's drop.io/piratesweek. The web down in Florida on his Drake SW8 caught a, well, we're going to call this an unidentified on 6925 upper sideband the 26th of February around 0130 UTC at a 34422 SINPO rating. That's what the web was calling them. This was, actually, I've seen this one on the boards a few times. This is a real whispery jazz, no ID. Take a real quick listen to some nice jazz coming in on 6925. Week Radio, W-E-A-K, Week Radio was listening on his Drake R8 and caught MAC on February 28th at 6925 AM, around 1700 UTC. Doctor Who with his Trash Man special show. Take a listen to MAC.
crew.
Well, I have another one from Sea Lord that he left on the drop. He also caught Playback International, 6880 AM, the 28th of February, around 0330 UTC. Take a listen to Playback International.
That's it for this one, music
lovers.
And that's it for the next one. Keep those blues alive out there. Sorry to do this. Just a little medical leave that I'm considering for a little while. It's just what I've got going on. It's impossible for me to do a podcast. So I'll try to be back in, let's say, March 2009.
Getting a newsletter,
and I'll post it on the website when the next one is coming up, but I'm right now target date is March 20th. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll come back when I get back.
Tune it in, turn it up, and rip off the knob. This is Playback.
This is Playback International, live from the island of nowhere. PBI, the difference on shortwaves.
Yeah, I couldn't help putting in the studio ID for Playback International. And hey, our thoughts and prayers are going out to you for your, if you didn't catch that down in the noise, he's taking some time off for some medical problems, and he is hoping to come back on the air at least by March 20th. Okay, continuing on, I caught MAC Shortwave, 6925 AM. He was back on around 2300. They were on a couple times on the 28th of February. This is the second show around 2300 with the Ultraman, one of my favorites here at Pirates Week, with a booming signal of SINPO 44434. This is the Ultraman on MAC.
Purple with smoke on the water. I think that's here on the Ultraman show. Hello to everybody listening. Hello to everybody at the FRN. Hello to everybody in the IRC chat room. And hello to that idiot Paul Star. Let's hear some more Deep Purple and Highway Star. Right here on MSC. Ultraman show in progress!
Well, let's get one last off-air recording in here this week. This is from, again, The Web down in Florida on his Drake SW8. Found this on the drop as well. This is 3900 upper sideband. That's 3900 upper sideband, 0130 UTC, the 1st of March, 2009. This is Radio Spaceman.
The Pirates Week Podcast.
your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at
all? Wow. 31 minutes. We're going to go long this week, aren't we? Got a lot of stuff to cover, though. Actually, let's do some other radio news. I got a couple things I did want to touch on real briefly here. The last broadcast of ZLXA, 3935 kilohertz out of New Zealand. Hey, we're doing a Down Under show this week. This is off of dxtest.info. The Board of New Zealand Radio for the Print Disabled considered all the facts presented but came to the decision to cease broadcasting as ZLXA on 3935 kilohertz. The main reason for this decision is the state of the valves on the transmitter. They need to renew the four valves at a cost of approximately $3,000 a piece. That's 400C valves. And the cost of the power at $400 a month and an annual license of $700 makes the broadcasting service completely unfeasible. They, though, have decided to broadcast on 3935 kilohertz over the weekend from 5 o'clock Friday on the 20th of March through Monday morning, the 23rd of March, 2009. That's 0400 on the March 20th to 1900 March 22nd UTC, depending on the transmitter functioning, of course. The last broadcast of ZLXA out of New Zealand, going to be a good one to try to catch. And also, broadcasters are going to vacate a portion of the 40-meter band. I don't think anyone uses this area of the band for pirating. I haven't heard anybody up here. But it is going over to the hams and not an area to be broadcasting in anymore. Take a listen to this from This Week in Amateur Radio, the 40-meter band being vacated.
Ham radio operators worldwide are preparing for the expansion of the 40-meter band. The date is rapidly approaching where shortwave broadcasters are required to vacate the spectrum from 7.1 to 7.2 megahertz. Again, that's March 29th when, at least in theory, all shortwave broadcasting in the 7.1 to 7.2 megahertz segment of 40 meters is supposed to go silent.
Well, here at the Pirates Week, I typically do not try to push politics down your throat, but I do have something here from the free 103.9 newsroom that you may wish to take a look at if you live in the United States. It's HR 1147 on Tuesday. Mike Doyle, that's Representative Mike Doyle out of Pennsylvania, and Lee Terry out of Nebraska, introduced a bipartisan bill, the Local Community Radio Act of 2009, HR 1147. That would pry open our airwaves for thousands of new LPFM station. The Local Community Act would unleash the potential of new music for millions of listeners across the country. The bill tasks Washington with licensing thousands of low-power FM radio station. Among other things, HR 1147 would modify its rules to eliminate third adjacent minimum distance separation requirements, and the Federal Communications Commission, when licensing FM translator stations, shall ensure that the licenses are available to both FM translator stations and low power FM stations, and that such decisions are made based on the needs of the local community. This is huge, and the bill now has 22 co-sponsors. This actually may go somewhere. That's HR 1147, the Local Community Radio Act of 2009. Congrats to Congress. Okay, hey, how about an antenna tip? Remember we used to do antenna tips around here, or at least radio tips in general? This is from the logs of the Free Radio Weekly. I found this from Larry. He was listening to a UNID on 1995 kilohertz. And he reported that thanks to a tip from Harold Froge, he had a good signal but a bunch of nasty local static on his 70-foot long wire. He unhooked the coax shield from the radio and grounded the shield right to ground. That cut down his static by half. That's a neat little trick there, just unhooking the shield of the coax that goes into the radio and grounding that. And that took out a bunch of the local static off of his 70-foot long wire. Really cool there. That's a neat idea. Gonna try that myself. Well, wow, we are long, so I am just going to get out of here. What did we learn this week? Well, we learned that I, once again, has spent another year behind this microphone. And we also learned that some monkeys got talent. So there's that. So as always, hey, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.